obviously the situation is still very cumbersome for those along the Russian River and in Sebastopol trying to clean up after the flooding there. The insurance commissioner's office from Sacramento is on hand to help people with this issue. And I'm happy to welcome in on the KSRO live line to the Deputy Insurance Commissioner of California, and that is Tony Signorelli. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you here. What do you know? What part are you taking specifically with regard to flood victims on the river?
Well, we have our staff out there at the local assistance center in Gurnerville, and we're visiting with all the visitors there that are going through the local assistance center, answering questions on any storm damage they might have that might be covered under their homeowner's insurance, any comprehensive for automobile flooding, or flood insurance. Flood insurance is covered by the National Flood Insurance Program in most cases, which is overseen by FEMA. So we will answer some of their questions and then direct them to the National Flood Insurance Program if they wish to file a claim if they have flood insurance.
If they have flood insurance, I guess that's the phrase that sticks with us. It's so expensive. That's probably reason number one why people don't buy it, Tony.
Agreed. And I would just urge people to take a look at it if they don't have it. If you don't live in a high-risk flood zone, it is less expensive. But if you do live in some of the high-risk flood zones and you have a mortgage, you may be required to purchase it.
Right.
So people should be taking a look at what their needs are and what their financial situation is to see if they could use that coverage or afford that coverage.
Could there be any action on the part of the Insurance Commissioner of California to try to mitigate the cost of flood insurance moving forward?
Well, since it's a federally subsidized program and run through the federal government, we have very little say in how it's set up and the rates. Although we do, on occasion, you know, have the ability to meet with the FEMA and National Flood Insurance Program to raise concerns, but premium and the amount of subsidies that would cover some of that premium is handled by the U.S. Congress and the federal government.
Well, that's a shame, because it'd probably be a little bit easier to get done if that were not the case. And a lot of concern here, Tony, about damage from mudslides. And we had several of those last week. And the fact, it seems, is that most homeowners insurance will not cover that either.
That's correct. If you have flood insurance, mud flow would be covered and in most cases. And so it would be covered in that situation. But under the traditional homeowner's policy, mud flow, debris flow, that sort of thing, unless it's directly caused by a covered event, such as a wildfire, a previous wildfire, or other similar covered event, it would not be covered under the standard homeowner's policy.
It just feels like the insurance policies are not doing us enough good. Would you agree?
Well, I think they're there in most cases for most situations, but there is that gap, agreed, with regard to, let's say, landslide, mudslide, and those sorts of things that aren't covered by either the flood policy or the homeowner's policy.
And let me ask you another question on, well, it's relative to us, not related to the flood, but, you know, we had so much interaction in Sonoma County, of course, after the wildfires of October 2017. Have there been any significant changes when it comes to insurance recovery, I should say, after the fires between then and now?
Well, certainly we've been working with the Sonoma County and all the impacted counties that had fires in 2017 and now 2018 to make sure that all the insurance that they do have available to them is being paid to them as quickly as possible so they can recover as quickly as possible. We also noticed last year after the 2017 wildfires some significant gaps in the law that we attempted to close last year. We were able to get additional protection, you know, up to 36 months for rebuilding, up to 36 months for additional living expenses and other similar protections. Unfortunately, most of those protections didn't go into effect by law until after the 2017 fires.
Right.
And therefore, they don't directly impact those impacted in 2017, but they do impact those impacted in the late 2018 fires.
Very good. Well, you know, we're just about into fire season. And what would you say to people before we get there about acquiring flood insurance at this point?
Well, I say look at what their needs are, look at where they live, and contact the National Flood Insurance Program to see what products they have available to them and see what their pricing is, to see what they can afford and what suits their needs.
Very good. Well, Tony, appreciate having you on this morning and the office's ongoing efforts as far as Russian River flooding victims go. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pat.
That is Tony Signorelli, Deputy Insurance Commissioner of California. Still lots of questions there.